Skill E, making inferences and predictions. Number 1. Biology.
We have talked a lot about different animal species that are common in different regions of the world. For example, we learned that ducks are very common birds that inhabit many areas. We mentioned that a particular kind of duck, the loon, is common in Minnesota. The loon is abundant in Minnesota and will likely live there for many, many more years. But what about animal species that are not common? Or, to put it another way, what about animal species that are in danger of becoming extinct? If a species is nearly extinct, that means that there are very few of those animals left on Earth. If the species becomes extinct entirely, we will lose that particular animal forever. Nobody wants that, right? Okay, so, perhaps the most destructive act towards a species is people developing the land where the animal lives. That is, destroying the animal's physical habitat. People will destroy an animal's environment with the purpose of building new neighborhoods or shopping centers. There are many animals in danger of becoming extinct. One example of an endangered species in the United States is the bald eagle. It's now on an official list of endangered species. As, many of you may know, the bald eagle is the national bird of the U.S. Even so, there are very few of them left in the wild. The government protects this bird now. They punish people who kill bald eagles, and they try to preserve the eagle's habitat. So, how do some species receive protection like the bald eagle? No idea? Okay, listen closely then. First, people like biologists determine which animals are nearly extinct. They, figure out which animals are close to extinction by counting the number of different animals. Once they find out which animals are nearly extinct, they make a list. The biologists give this list to governments around the world and request legal protection for the animal. Simple, right? Well, unfortunately, the government does not always give protection to the animals. However, if the government does offer protection, it will pass a law. This law will state that people are not allowed to kill any more of these animals. The government may also protect the animals by not allowing people to develop the land on which these animals live. Unfortunately, a lot of animals become extinct without the public noticing. Now, for a few examples.
1. What will the professor discuss next? Two. What does the speaker imply about bald eagles? Three. According to the speaker, what is the main reason that animals become extinct? Four. What does the professor imply when she says this?
The loon is abundant in Minnesota and will likely live there for many, many more years.